Safety and Security Coordinator Eddie Helmert presented a proposal to maintain the district's layered approach to school security by purchasing a weapons detection system for the junior high and high school campuses. The proposed system would cost approximately $148,000 and would be funded through the district's building fund. School board member Scott Booth raised questions about the equipment, referencing a demonstration where Officer Helmert was able to walk through the detection system with his sidearm undetected. A representative from the bidding company explained that the system was calibrated during the demonstration to detect mass casualty items. Adjusting the sensitivity lower would enable detection of smaller items, including a Chromebook or a metal eyelet on a shoe. The representative emphasized that the detection level can be adjusted as needed. A high school student addressed the board, sharing students' perspectives on the proposed system. She said initial reactions included fear about why the system was being introduced. However, after reflecting on it, students viewed the change as necessary. She added that after surveying classmates, most agreed the school needed the system. Board members expressed concerns not about the detection systems themselves, but about why only two campuses were included. Helmert explained that the new cameras being installed at the lower campuses could include software to detect weapons, reducing the need for additional detection systems at those locations. Booth proposed tabling the discussion to explore other options. While he stated he was not opposed to spending money on effective security measures for all campuses, he said he would vote against the current proposal. Despite his objections, the board approved the measure with a 6-1 vote. In other business, the board approved a request to purchase additional door locks with additional funding from the state in the amount of $59,000. The funds would be used to replace all classroom door locks throughout the district with automatic door locks. The board also approved a request to enter into a contract with an architect company, Modus Studios, for the construction of a new roof on the Guy Berry campus. They also approved an update to the Personnel Policy 3.1, which states all stipend requests must be completed by June 30th to be applied to the following school year. And the board also approved a request to sell two tubas for the Mountain Home Bomber Band program in order to purchase a single tuba, which better aligns with the program.